faces, I think I'm in my head. I miss the point of the rocket, if I'm even in despair. Cause you wanna speed up, and we pass forward, I need to catch up later. What's the downside, baby, what's the downside, so I can feed us. I was a small surface, I'm seeing, baby, you correct me.
Okay, what's up? We're back. This is what you've all been waiting for all episode.
Yeah.
So what's up? How's it going?
My day's going good.
That's good.
I drove all the way here from UBC.
Yeah.
It was a fun drive.
That's a long drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just had a pretty chill day though.
Mm.
I taught a vocal lesson.
Right.
Mm.
Read a couple of pages in the book that I'm currently reading, which is Daisy Jones and the Six.
My friend loves that. Is it good? Yeah.
It's good. I really like the format of this book. It's like dialogue kind of formatted, like people are talking, like it's got each character's name.
Mm.
It's going to be made into like a series, I believe. And I can definitely see how that would easily transfer. No, but yeah, I'm a slow reader, so I just read like a couple of pages every morning, like, okay, I did it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So, vocal lessons, is that something new or something you've been doing for a while now?
I've been teaching for about 3 years now, and yeah, I started teaching because I was really inspired by a vocal coach of mine who passed away, June mm-hmm. Krause, mm-hmm. and I think that, you know, yeah, she was my most influential coach, and I think that her passing kind of made me really want to pass on the kind of gift and just experiences that she brought me.
Yeah,
and just changed my like life and the way I think about music and my own performance and me as an artist forever.
Right.
So I just think it's a beautiful thing to be able to
give
people.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because you're not really like you're giving them access to their own voice, not really.
Yeah,
it's not me. It's the students themselves, and I find that I actually learn a lot more than I teach. Well, I don't want to say more, but being a vocal coach is definitely a big learning experience too.
Right,
like, I definitely learn a lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's awesome. I have a really good connection with like the people who taught me how to play music. Since I started learning, like. We're still in contact to this day, even people who I don't take lessons from anymore. Like,
yeah, isn't that such a beautiful thing?
Yeah,
like the community that music can create or bring.
I love how music is that way. Especially, I think live music also brings a lot of people together.
Like, true.
You know, obviously, physically bringing people together.
Yeah.
But, just going to a bunch of shows like. In the past, like, 2 years for me has been, like, really cool experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually how we met.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You were playing with Oliver.
Oh, right. That is where we met. And then we played at, the space played at Corners Pub.
Right, at Corners.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that December 1st, 2022. Yeah.
And then Oliver's show was like a day after.
Yeah, right. Okay, it was funny. The other order.
Yeah, that was first. Yeah. No, but that was cool. The space is really cool.
Yeah, the space is a band that I'm involved in, or I would call it my band. It's our band. It's a lot of fun. I think that being part of that group, it's Luke, Griffin, and Lad, currently, and myself, has really just opened a lot of doors for me in terms of my own confidence to get up on stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was not performing much until then.
Okay.
You know?
I wouldn't have guessed that you would. You seemed very confident.
Well, okay, I wasn't performing much in Vancouver. I've been singing and performing since I was 10.
Right.
But I don't know, there's something about moving to a new place, and for me, I'd lived in South Africa like my whole life, never ever moved anywhere. Mm. I've been at the same school for 14 years. So going to a new place, I felt like almost reborn, like I had to relearn how to, like, who I even was. So get the idea of like singing in front of people really scared me when, you know, I'd done so much work to make it not be scary. I don't know. There's something about environment and singing and music as well. Like, I can't sing the same on stage or in my bedroom as I do on stage.
Mm.
And similarly with like just being at home in South Africa and being here. I don't know. There's like a certain level of like.
You feel like it's different in the two countries, or.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I think I do. I think I feel it took me a little bit to feel at home here. And I think that the space, my band, The Space, really helped me feel more at home here. I think that's kind of where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
No,
I feel that for sure. Having a band, having people support you is so much better than just doing it alone.
It's
that
so
is
nice.
Scary. Yeah. Have you guys... Where have you guys played? Like, what venues? Because I remember seeing...
I'm going to pull up a list of our
big show of yours.
Performances now. I'll just rapid fire it. A lot of our shows have actually been at one of our band members' houses, Luke's house. And then we've played at Lad's house as well. Just kind of house shows. But also, we played at Corners, like we mentioned, which is a pub on UBC campus. We've also played at the Railway, just like a pop-up comedy show. We did like a combined event with comedians, stand-up comedians. That was so interesting and awesome. And then we played at our most recent show was at Home Key. I'm not sure if anyone's familiar with that. It's to my knowledge, like kind of like an office building. It looks like it, like where people hold conferences, and I think they're opening up into like doing music. I don't want to say too much about that because I don't know, but we performed there.
Nice.
We have some upcoming performances. Yeah, cool. Our next one is at 648 Kingsway on March 10th.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We really are new. We haven't done that many shows.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, that's more than a lot of bands here.
Yeah.
Would you say you have a favorite? Like a favorite, like where the audience was like amazing or, you know, when we're just...
My favorite shows would memorable. Have to be the ones at Luke's house.
The house shows?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just... Getting that intimate with your audience is special. I think that that's really unique to that. Usually when we do shows elsewhere, it's kind of like we perform and then we disappear, pack up and go. Yeah. You know, but when it's a house party, it's like the show doesn't... really end when we stop playing. It's like that's kind of when the night begins, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just it's fun to meet people.
Yeah. No, I love playing live, but then the moment I like start packing up, it's like, oh man, like
exactly. It's like, and what do I do now?
Now I just go home and go to sleep. Like,
okay, but let's talk about that, because I don't know how I feel about, like, you know, when you're done performing and then you might walk off stage through the audience and then so many people will kind of like bombard you, and I find that a bit overwhelming. Like, sometimes I do just want to kind of like snap my fingers and disappear and then go and say hi to people, but you know, right after I'm done performing it, I don't know, it does a little bit feel, I know this might sound contradictory because I was just like, I love that fact, but I think that there's pros and cons for both, you know.
Definitely.
How was your show with the comedians?
That was really good. My friend Mufaro hosted that, and it was really interesting to kind of transition from people, you know, laughing to then, I don't know what they do when we're performing, but
were they
smiling
like a
and
part
clapping.
Of it? Or like, was it like you guys would perform and then they'd do their like comedy show?
So the way it worked was they like, the order was like comedy first, and there was like seats, so people mm-hmm. were seated. And then there was like a transition moment, and we removed all the seating and the tables and had people standing. Mm. It's really nice to perform when people are standing so that they can
yeah.
dance. Like,
yeah.
The music can like move
yeah.
you, you know what I mean? Like,
mm.
I
totally.
Feel like music has a tendency to move
mm-hmm.
people,
mm-hmm.
both like physically and also like emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Or for me at least, you know, it feels...
Totally.
I said this yesterday to a friend, I'm just going to use the same line, but I feel like music is a vehicle, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In that way.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And again, especially live music. I feel like playing live is probably my favorite part of music.
It is special.
Like,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
different.
It's special. Exactly.
Most of my music is like done live. I feel like I something I want to work on is getting my music on Spotify and Apple Music and stuff.
Yeah.
Got it all on SoundCloud. Not all actually, but I would agree that there's something special about live music. I've got too much to say about
well,
this. Actually. My brain just started doing the things.
I was just about to ask about your SoundCloud. So there's
okay.
a solid catalog of music here. It's not like, you know, you don't record music, but...
right.
What, I mean, you have some that are kind of big here, you know, like 100 likes.
Trouble, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a song that I did for a class that on songwriting that I took at UBC,
cool.
Creative Writing 3 something, with Tarek. It's an awesome class. I don't know if any listeners are at UBC, but you should take that class. What were you wondering about?
Well, I was just going to ask what your kind of writing process is.
Good question. I would say that melodies come to me first.
Mm.
It starts with a beat or some sort of like foundational like
mm-hmm.
layer. Could either be like a beat, like drums, or could be piano or
yeah.
ukulele or guitar.
Yeah.
Some sort of underlying melody. And then my brain pretty quickly will come up with catchy melodies, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really inspired by a lot of Justin Bieber's melodies and Michael Jackson. So I tend to, even if it's not intentional, like make stuff that I think sounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to mention Justin Bieber, I guess.
If you're wondering why we played Justin Bieber earlier, that
I am a massive believer. Probably the most embarrassing thing about me, but it's fine. We'll be okay.
So I've always wondered this about artists because it kind of varies, but I find that some artists, it just comes to them, like what you were saying, and some they sit down and they say, I'm going to write a song like this. This is how I'm going to do it. Like, do you feel like you're on either side or like right in the middle? Or, like,
I've done both.
I've done both.
I don't think I can even fit in a box like that. I think I'm still very much just experimenting and learning about how I make music as well.
Mm.
That process changes. Like I say, melodies come to me pretty quickly, but it's really different, you know, when you're making music on your own and when you're making music collaboratively with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so just those processes, I enjoy writing lyrics. I feel like that's the part that I kind of will sit down and take maybe more than a day to think about what I'm saying in the song.
Mm.
But typically I'll come up with like a hook or something, like a one liner that's like, okay, I've got to say that. And
yeah.
either it'll turn into the title or like
yeah.
it won't. And, then yeah, my songs are typically inspired by like what I'm going through at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to spill too much in my songs. I try to use lots of metaphors and stuff to mean many things. I want people to really connect with it. But, like, you know, I do see music as a place that I can go, like an escape. It's like a...
Yeah.
Quite therapeutic
yeah.
in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. So when you come up with lyrics or some kind of inspiration? Is that just going through your day to day, or is it when you sit down at your piano or at your any kind of like your workstation? And
oh, I'm always thinking of lyrics. Yeah, yeah. I'm always using my notes app, my voice notes app too, and like recording a little bit. Yeah. And honestly, not really going back and listening to it. But I always feel like one day I'll just be like, oh, I'm lost for words, and then go and find them.
Yeah, no, I do that too. Yeah.
But navigating like writing music while also like having ADHD is interesting, because it's like it's a little bit scattered sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's about the feeling. I feel it's like even if I do just capture like a small little bit of something on my voice notes app, it's like that can be complete in itself. Yeah. I don't have to then turn it into something. Yeah. A lot of my songs are incomplete, and I just will just call them short or something, you know what I mean? Like, it's just maybe that is the song, maybe it doesn't have to I don't know, have like a like an agreed upon ending or
you talked about melodically who your inspirations are, but do you have any lyrical inspirations?
Probably Billie Eilish and Tierra Whack.
Cool.
I love the way Billie Eilish puts things, you know, like how she will take a very relatable experience but make it so not cliche with the words that she chooses to use. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let me just choose the most whack word for to describe this and use that.
Yeah.
You know?
I do know what you mean, yeah.
But it's not something that I think that they've got to try very hard to do.
Mm.
Sometimes I'll be there, you know, rhymescheme.com, like,
synonyms
for. But sometimes it's just, like, it's part of being weird and quirky and different, and I don't want to call myself different, but I think I do try to tap into, like, okay, what do I think? What word is coming to mind for me?
Mm-hmm.
When I think of music, when I do music, I feel like everyone else kind of goes away. Like, even though I am inspired by Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish, Michael Jackson, Tierra Whack, I feel like it kind of, it's very much just me in that moment. Do you know what I mean? When it's like your inspirations are subconsciously inspirational.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I just listen to that music and then I'm like, I like how they did that. But
No, art, I think music is at its kind of peak, I guess, when it takes you into like a whole different world, if that makes sense. Sounds kind of corny, but like, you know, if an artist can give you like a glimpse into their mind and how they feel at that time when they wrote that song, I think then they've succeeded at writing music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But things will be misinterpreted, or maybe not misinterpreted, but just interpreted differently.
Yeah.
I feel like once you release your music, that's the risk. You're letting people kind of put their own meaning behind your words.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's why I guess I wouldn't outright say like there's part of me, I think I learned this in my songwriting course, which is also why I highly recommend it, that like when you're doing autobiographical music, like about your life, it's important to also think about, okay, what are you telling people about you, you know? And so how are they gonna receive it? There's a lot of thinking about the receiver or like your audience, and how that is, you will never know, like, you know, truly.
Yeah.
But that's the fun part too.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful to me. Like the whole saying, like the art is in the mind of the beholder, not the person who like made it.
True, and there's a duality to that, because it does mean what it means to me.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you, think this about this
exactly.
song.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hate asking like, what is this song about? Because I think when you listen to the song, you should come to your own conclusion.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about everything and nothing at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know? And I like that about music. It's also just about the sounds, like how it's like all coming together and like moving your body, like I say, like, or affecting your brain. I mean, it's part of your body, but you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, you, this is a sharp turn, but you brought your ukulele here today.
I did.
If you want to sing one of your
maybe
songs.
Maybe we could do that if people would
for sure.
like that.
I'm sure they would love that. Yeah. We've never had someone come and play music in the studio for us, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Do you want to jump into that now? Or
sure, we totally could.
About 10 minutes left. I want to play some of your songs.
Yeah, let's do that and see where that goes.
Nice. Do you know what you're going to play?
Perhaps. I did like a open mic, played at an open mic yesterday with Couch Jams and Van Black Library.
Oh, yeah.
And I played two songs that I maybe could play here.
Cool.
Yeah. This song is called For a Boy, and it's for a boy. okay. I think this is tuned. Sounds good to me. All right. I don't want you to let me come and go so easily. I don't know, no. I fold like origami all the sheets I be sleeping in. I fold. You took your mother. I was like, no, what the girl you met before. She told your brother, brother told your father who called me a whore. For a boy who leaves me stuck in silent treatment, do it all for a boy who chews my brains until it's me. I do it for a boy. I love how you mistreat me, not bad for a boy. For a boy. For a boy who leaves me stuck in silent treatment, do it all for a boy who chews my brains until it's me. I do it for a boy. I love how you mistreat me, not bad for a boy. For a boy. For a boy.
Oh my wow. God. Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to hear another one?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Of course.
But, that's what I mean, you know? Like, I would call that song incomplete, but I just decided to complete it there. I'm like, yeah. Okay, let's hit a double chorus and yeah, call it a day.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, it feels right. It feels right.
Yeah.
This song's called Love Candy. Turkish delight in my mouth, so sweet. Oh my God, I love candy. It's pink and white and it smells like she. Holy God said you are what you eat. Hold on to pieces, I can't find a reason. I don't wanna leave you behind. The changing seasons lie down in the deep end. I wanna relieve you at night. Turkish delight in my mouth, so sweet. Oh my God, I love candy. It's pink and white and it smells like she. Holy God said you are what you eat. Hold on to pieces, I can't find a reason. I don't wanna leave you behind. The changing seasons lie down in the deep end. I wanna relieve you at night. Turkish delight in my mouth, so sweet. Oh my God, I love candy. It's pink and white and it smells like she. Holy God said you are what you eat. Hold on to pieces, I can't find a reason. I don't wanna leave you behind. The changing seasons lie down in the deep end. I wanna relieve you at night. Turkish delight in my mouth, so sweet. Oh my God, I love candy.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on and performing for us. That was awesome.
Both of those songs are unreleased at the moment, and I'm working on it. Cool. And I feel feel pretty inspired to release those. I want nice. To get them out.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Yeah. I have some of your release songs here if you want to pick one to play live now.
Let's do the same just because I... the same or familiar feeling. Like, I'll maybe let you pick. The reason I like the same is because, like, I a little bit, like, stray from what I would usually... I don't know if I want to say that either, but it's just, like, I do a little bit of a rap in there.
Okay.
It's just fun. I don't know.
We can play both.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this one is called... I'll play Familiar Feeling first. All right, so enjoy that.
Look at your heart, where do we fit? Too much down, and it's not even beating. Sift through your cards, no replays. Play your hand like it's you that is dealing. Honor your lungs, don't you love that?
Our goodbye for the episode.
It's been awesome.
Yeah,
it's been so fun chatting.
Thank you again for coming in.
No, thank you.
Performing for us.
Thank you for having me.
Having a good conversation.
Yeah, yeah, that song was Familiar Feeling. You can find me on Instagram. Probably is the best place to find me and all my music at Larell's Lyrics. That's at LerallsLyrics. I hope I spelled lyrics right.
LYR.
Larell's Lyrics. My vocal like coaching at is at Larell Studio. So that's at LerallStudio if you're interested in vocal lessons. This has been fun. Thanks for listening and chatting and hanging out.
Of course. Thanks again for coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we're out. We'll catch you next week. We don't have a guest next week, but we'll still be here. 2 p.m.
Boo.
Yeah. All right. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
On campus, the SOCA organization, along with members of the community, opened Black History Month with a ceremony that included explaining what has led up to now.
I'm going to speak quickly about Black History Month in Canada from 19... 19-